Hey, what's up? It's Laidback Luke here on One World Radio. Welcome to the first episode of Wayback Luke. The concept of this was inspired by the Avicii tribute I had done on One World Radio, and seeing that I have such history and such stories about a lot of artists in the scene, we came up with Wayback Luke. I will be here every month putting an artist in the spotlight. For this month, it's Major Lazer. Major Lazer currently consists of Walshy Fire, Ape Drums, and Diplo. Gotta give a shout out to Jillionaire, who left the band and Ape Drums took his place. Okay, so let me take you way back. It was Junior Sanchez who kept on talking to me about his friend Diplo back in 2005. So I started paying attention to him. I ended up playing his Be More type of tracks, like the remix he did for MIA, XR2, plenty of bootlegs, and his remix for Bingo Players. At a certain point, this must have been 2008, Diplo reached out to me for a collab. He came to my little home studio in Haarlem in the Netherlands, and we made a track that he thought was awkwardly strange. I thought it was strange too, and we named the track Hey. And to me, it all started here. Here's Laidback Luke and Diplo, Hey.
Wayback Luke on One World Radio.
You.
It's my new single, Rolling Stone. These lyrics always had a big meaning for me as they reflect me as a father and a dedicated dad, trying to make a top-notch career out of this DJing thing while trying to balance the family life. Who's a dedicated dad doing it as well is Diplo, and I'll take you back to when he told me about this commercial project that he was setting up, or a band or a group thing, so to say. I remember him sending me the demo for Keep It Going Louder, and I was surprised it sounded so poppy. To be honest, I was a bit confused why he was doing this, but it seemed he had a bigger plan for it. So let's listen to that demo as it came out, and it was called Major Lazer, Keep It Going Louder.
Me and my friends rolling like rock stars, so we buy the bar. All eyes on us, girls watching from far. We shining through the dark. Saw the
Would you rather be yourself or someone else? Will you paint the picture or walk a pre-made path? Step by step in the right direction. Feel saluted, but it isn't perfection. Reflection, feel the rush, give me all the action. You don't have to know it all. Oh, you don't have to know it all. Oh, you don't have to know.
By Time to Talk featuring Layla right here on Way Back Luke on One World Radio. It is out right now on my Mixmash label, so if you like it, make sure to stream it. It is Laid Back Luke here, and we are still taking it back, way back, with Major Lazer in the spotlight for this episode. So let me take you back to around late 2008. This was the time that I encouraged Afrojack to keep on making those hard-hitting and tropical Dirty Dutch type of tracks. Afrojack took it to the next level, though, and started incorporating those pitch bend vocals. He gave me a demo one day right after he finished it, and I was one of the first to start playing Pondy Floor. From the moment I played it, it was huge on my dance floors, and it must have been about a year later Diplo jumped on this for a collab, and Pondy Floor came out as a Major Lazer song, which later got given to Beyonce. Fun fact, I had Diplo on the phone one day and he asked me if I had any demos laying around for Beyonce. I thought he was kidding, so I kind of joked along with it, not realizing he was serious about it. The rest is history, though, and here's Major Lazer and Afrojack, Pondy Floor.
Major Lazer.
Floor.
Oh!
was it my pocket?
Poison the water.
taking it up a notch on this episode. In the background, it's House of Panda and Use Caution with the track called Speaker Pop. Before that, it was Mixmash family member Unity with his track Don Wong, which I also dropped during my set at Tomorrowland Around the World. Figured this would bring proper Tomorrowland vibes. Talking about festival vibes, here's a bit on Major Lazer and my Super You and Me stage. The next track brings me back to when I was hosting my own Super You and Me stages worldwide, obviously at Tomorrowland for a long, long time, but I did it at EDC Las Vegas as well. And as a guest, we had Major Lazer there. This must have been around 2012. I remember the show being a lot, having the dancers out, the eclectic choice in music, all the special effects, but I specifically remember Diplo stepping into a human blow-up hamster ball and walking over the crowd with it. It was wild. The next track was a big one on the dance floor at that time. It's a collab with Party Squad. Here's Major Lazer's original Dot.
The sound of Tomorrowland.
Original done of all done.
Run the track! Let's go.
Luke.
Getting rowdy. Henry Fong and Knock 2 in the background with What's the Move? And before that, it was Ayers Bourbon, which is a release on my Mix Mash Gold label. Man, that Henry Fong goes so hard in my sets. Okay, so by this time, Major Lazer was getting more and more success. And after a little while, Diplo circled back to me and asked me if I was up for a collab. I've always loved his remix for Bingo Players, and I suggested we would do something like that for the album. I handed in the instrumental, and he got Miss Dynamite to do the vocals on it, and this resulted in Major Lazer and Laid Back Luke featuring Miss Dynamite. The track is called Sweat.
I'm moving the best on the man. see the sun shining. Ring the alarm and let up for the siren. Can't stop, jump with the hardcore whining. Now stop the man firing. Come dip low, dip low, perfect timing. Stand stiff, bounce, but now start the grinding. Watch the ride, come quick, everybody join in. And just
inside of the truth. Oh, why do I let you get inside of my head? por obligación.
Qué calor.
Que calor, Major Lazer featuring J Balvin and El Alfa in the background. I have one final track for you on this first episode of Way Back Luke right here on One World Radio. Fast forward to the future where Major Lazer has been killing it for years and became that commercial success Diplo had envisioned without losing their edge. I've specifically picked Que Calor because my daughter loves it, and I do too. It's been a while since I've spoken to Diplo, so Diplo, if you're hearing this, hit me up, dude. I'll be ending this episode with some good and dreamy vibes with the Medusa remix of the classic Discopolis by Lifelike and Chris Menace. They did an awesome job on this. Make sure to keep your ears peeled for the next Way Back Luke. Let me know on my socials who you would like to see in the spotlight next time. I have plenty of stories and anecdotes for you. Catch you on the next one. And remember, L's up, rave safely, and salute.
The sound of Tomorrowland.